The Torah says that people who worship idols such as yourself, when there is a Sanhedrin,
to kill us.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what the Torah
says. So we know how the Jewish people feel about Christians, yes? That you discriminate against Christians.
Christians are idol worshippers.
You discriminate against
Christians. The Torah says that Christianity is idol worship.
This is very harsh. No, you're not respecting my religion.
Can you please stop taking pictures?
You're not respecting.
Thank
you. You're hindering me from my human right to... No, this is not provocation. I'm an abbot. This is not my dress. This is how I'm dressed.
I tell you to do something with your dress code. I tell you to do something with your cross.
The cross is part of my dress code. I'm a Roman Catholic abbot. This is how I dress. So you want from me that I am not dressed as my faith tells me how I should dress.
נולד לאמא נוצרי, לאמא יהודיה, או בעיקרון יהודי, והנוצרים לקחו אותו כמנהיג שלהם.
אוקיי.
הם טוענים שהוא לא נולד מאמא בכלל, הוא כאילו...
מאבא, כאילו אבא שלו אלוהים, כן, נכון.
אבל אנחנו יודעים שהוא נולד כן מאבא.
אוקיי. מאיפה אנחנו יודעים בעצם?
זה מובן בתלמוד הבבלי.
אוקיי, מה כתוב?
שמי התאברה. כתוב שם מי התאברה, אני לא זוכר בדיוק את השם. אם תרצה, אני...
יכול להיות.
We are afraid because there was an escalation, very dangerous escalation.
That escalation is of hate crimes against Christians in Israel. In this Jerusalem church, the words Jesus is garbage was scrawled on the side wall. At the Vatican's Jerusalem headquarters, recent graffiti threatened death to Arabs and Christians and all those who hate Israel.
We had a moving visit today to the wall. I can't resist repeating this, but I'm going to. I said to the secretary that the last time Pompeo visited Jerusalem didn't end that well. But this is a different time. Rome and Jerusalem clashed over values with a great tragedy for the Jewish people. But the new Rome, the United States, views itself as a new Jerusalem.
We want to know what you're reading now.
What I'm reading?
Yeah.
It's a book by a historian by the name of Barry Strauss called The Jews Against Rome. The Jews Against Rome.
What made you pick it up?
Well, we lost that one. I think we have to win the next one.
Who is Rome and so on? Who is Esav? Because Esav is not only a persecutory agent, but it's the greatest of all the persecutory agents, and it is the longest. You know, it's been around with us, not in the form of Rome, which I will mention, but it has been around for a long time, thousands of years. And therefore, Esav is the greatest of the persecutory nations, and it is the longest. It all started, of course, with Esav. Esav became Edom, which is a nation. Edom became Rome. The Torah says Esav is Edom. The Gemara says, the Talmud says, that Rome, that Edom is Rome, Zuroimi. Okay. But what's interesting, of course, is that God decided that he doesn't want a nation, or rather Rome, a nation, to be the greatest persecutory agent for the Jews, because that would mean that until the Mashiach comes, Rome has to be the major dominant force or nation in the entire world. And God does not want that. As it is, Rome was, you know, a nation for at least probably close to 1,000 years. And then the one in Constantinople won even another 1,000 years after that. So what God did, which is interesting, he changed the form of Esav. Instead of it being Rome, it became Christianity. The concept of Esav as Edom and as Rome was changed, transformed into a religion. So therefore, any nation that has that religion can be considered Esav. See? So therefore, it's not one nation that is now 2,000 years or whatever, but it is a religion, and any nation that has that religion predominantly is called Esav. And that's what happened, you see. So Christianity, of course, ultimately became Western civilization. So Ace of today is really Western civilization.
The Rambam says that there are three mitzvahs that the Jewish people were commanded to do when they entered into the land of Israel. And they are, number one, to establish a king for themselves.
Moshiach.
Number two, Ulahachriz Zarei Shalom Molik, and to cut off the offsprings of the nation of Amalek.
Cut off the offsprings. Abortion, trying all the propaganda in the media, telling white people to not have kids. The idea that white kids and white people are just inherently racist. You wonder, where does all this anti-white propaganda come from?
The central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability. And also, we will have the technology to enforce that.